I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
First, it was the FBI. Now it's the CIA that's facing a major shakeup. America's spies agency is being offered sweeping buyout. That means every CIA staffer can quit in exchange for about 8 months' pay. The move is meant to weed out those who don't support the MAGA agenda. And the buyouts are meant to support the agency's new goals of targeting drug cartels and undermining China. Meanwhile, over at the J. Edgar Hoover building, it's even more tense. The FBI today complied with a DOJ demand to give information on thousands of agents who worked January 6th cases. We're talking about ID numbers and job titles, not names. Several FBI agents even filed a lawsuit accusing the DOJ of conducting a loyalty purge.
No, it's not a loyalty purge. While CNN wants to push that story and other leftist organizations, it is not a loyalty purge, reference Trump. If you'd clarify that, I might go along with you. But I know where you're trying to put the onus, and that would be, it's to purge everyone who doesn't agree with Trump and MAGA. It's purging everyone who does not believe in this nation and our Constitution. And they have abused their authority at the CIA and the FBI, and we know it. It's been documented. And there will be more documents coming out as soon as Kash Patel gets inside the FBI. Now, late last night, Pam Bondi got final, secure, full Senate confirmation to be the new Attorney General. So there will be more digging. You got John Ratcliffe over the CIA now. And yes, it's true, the CIA is offering buyouts, 8 months' pay and benefits if they want to leave their jobs. Some of these being interviewed, we're talking to the Wall Street Journal, and they say these are priorities created by Donald Trump. Trump's going to make me leave my job. No, you can stay on and later find yourself off in a corner where you're doing nothing, or you get a chance to get 8 months' pay while you continue to do nothing. But we're going to have loyalty to our nation and the American citizens. Every member of these government agencies know they're beholden to the Constitution and the law of this nation. Every soldier, every member of the cabinet, every member of the Congress, when they take their position, they take an oath to uphold the laws of our Constitution and defend this country against all enemies, foreign or domestic. We have a lot of enemies inside the country, domestic enemies right now. And we have a lot of illegals in the country who are enemies inside our country and possibly terrorists, just waiting for them to raise their head. But John Ratcliffe, as the agency said in a statement, Director John Ratcliffe is moving swiftly to ensure the CIA workforce is responsive to the administration's national security priorities. These moves are part of a holistic strategy to infuse the agency with renewed energy, provide opportunities for rising leaders to emerge, better position the CIA to deliver on its mission. Now, some will hear that and they'll say, oh, but you said they're supposed to be responsive to the administration's national security policies. Well, yes, if you have a commander-in-chief, you follow the orders by chain of command. But Trump is not doing anything against the Constitution. And those wailing the most about how he's hurting our democracy, ruining it, they're the ones who have been doing it. But they justified it for the better good. Welcome aboard hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, Feb 5, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch by going to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors, USA Rumble, Facebook. And after every program, we put them up as a podcast. Video and audio available at Newstalk STL. Or you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. Or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And when you watch or listen at a later point, do me a favor and push share. Send it on to someone else. You're our multiplying force. And let me take a moment to remind you, because we're coming close to that, the big day this month. And I know many of you guys, we tend to kind of go blank sometimes, don't we? Valentine, oh my God, Valentine. Same thing like a wedding anniversary. I know. This sounds like I'm stereotyping a lot of us. I am, because that's the way we are. Well, Newstalk STL is ready to help you. Several of our sponsors have various packages put together that you can win. You don't have to tell your loved one that you got it from Newstalk STL free. They can just believe that you're spending more time and money and effort on them, as opposed to walking into get gas, walking into the Quick Trip, say, oh, by the way, I'll take a couple of those flowers. Come on. Go to newstalkstl.com, register. You can register as often as you want. We'll have a drawing 3 days before the big date, so you have time to get your goods and get them ready. And by the way, we also have tickets to Jason Aldean coming to St. Louis in the summer. You can sign up for a chance for free tickets at newstalkstl.com. There is a major guest appearing today at the White House, the first foreign visitor to the White House, and it's appropriate, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored that you invited me to be the first foreign leader to visit the White House in your second term. This is a testament to your friendship and support for the Jewish state and the Jewish people. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You are the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House.
That is a very big point. The greatest ever in the White House. State of Israel formed back in the 1948 area. We've had numerous presidents during that time. Truman would have been in office at the time it was formed, and Truman had the U.S. be the first nation to recognize Israel as a state. And we've had several presidents promise that they would move and even make plans to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Authorization given even. But it didn't happen. It stayed in Tel Aviv until Trump made it happen. That was his first term. And, of course, that was before the horrific massacre that took place October 11, when Hamas crossed the border, slaughtering innocent people, all in the name of jihad. Benjamin Netanyahu said, look, if we, you, Mr. Trump, and me, if we continue this kind of relationship in our countries, there's nothing we can't do.
We also see eye to eye on Iran. That's the same Iran that tried to kill us both. They tried to kill you, Mr. President. They tried through their proxies to kill me. We're both committed to rolling back Iran's aggression in the region and ensuring that Iran never develops a nuclear weapon. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, Israel will end the war by winning the war. Israel's victory will be America's victory. We will not only win the war, working together, we will win the peace. With your leadership, Mr. President, and our partnership, I believe that we will forge a brilliant future for our region and bring our great alliance to even greater heights. Thank you.
That would be great. And Trump had made the statement dealing with one of the biggest bad guys in the region, being Iran, because it controls so many of the proxy agents against Israel and Jews and Americans. He said, I want Iran to be a great and successful country, but it cannot have nuclear weapons. We could have a verified nuclear peace agreement, which would let Iran grow and prosper, but no nuclear weapons. One way for us to avoid blowing each other to smithereens, in his words. And then Trump came up with an idea, referenced Gaza, that was shocking. And I'll have to admit, this is clearly thinking not only outside the box, outside 40 blocks of boxes, as reported by CBS.
We begin this morning with President Trump's shocking proposal for the future of Gaza. He wants the U.S. to take ownership and rebuild the war-torn territory. Now, these comments came during a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday at the White House. But this plan would involve displacing more than 2 million Palestinians in order to build the, quote, Riviera of the Middle East.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. And we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site.
Now, the issue there that if we take control of it and own it, there's several steps to go through. But let's get to the real issue, and that is that would might well entail U.S. boots on the ground in Gaza. I want to seriously reconsider and go through that, but he sees a way that would take the area and turn it, as he said, into the Riviera of the Middle East. Could be a new engine developer and fire things up for the entire Middle East. It is not just a pipe dream, but it's going to take a lot more detailed discussion. I want to turn our attention to this USAID program. Secretary of State Rubio is now in charge of it. It is filled with waste, fraud, often working against Americans with your tax dollars. The left ignores all of that, but they want you to cry for USAID humanitarian programs.
We can brag on Marco Rubio. I'd be happy to do it, but I'm going to tell you right now, people are going to die in very large numbers around the world who are expecting the United States to live up to our promises to get them medicine, to get them help. And when that happens, people are going to remember that. There are people right now who have HIV who are alive only because the United States is making sure of that. Donald Trump says, we don't care. You go die. That's the message from the United States government. It is the wrong message to be sending, and it opens up the door for China. And other people say, at least we're a stable government who's not going to leave you out here to die. That's this is not an abstract conversation for people around the world.
But your conversation and your monologue is ridiculous. The U.S. is not saying we're going to leave people to die around the world. USAID was created under JFK. It was meant to be a humanitarian effort, but it has been, as no surprise, weaponized and used basically as a CIA extension in various countries, sometimes bringing good, sometimes bringing harm, and now currently being used against the U.S. And when we start looking at how some of the money is spent, millions of dollars for condoms for Taliban? That's your tax dollar in the USAID project. That doesn't save lives. It prevents a life, supposedly. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa has been digging into USAID funding for years.
I have been on USAID's case for years now, going back several years where I was trying to investigate the expenditures for humanitarian aid, primarily when it came to the war in Ukraine. And what my team and I encountered was absolute obstruction and lies coming out of USAID. They did everything possible to stop me from accessing their records to understand where our taxpayer money was going. I eventually partnered with Representative Mike McCaul in the House, and we started a formal congressional investigation. And even after that, they really pushed back, only allowed us access to a small amount of data. But what we found was extreme expenditures on the part of USAID with very little data-driven results. We have seen money funded in the Wuhan Institute of Virology through dollars steered by USAID on dangerous coronaviruses. We saw how that turned out. We've seen funding going to Morocco for pottery classes, tourism in Lebanon, of all places, even when the State Department was advising against travel. I could go on and on and on.
But again, that's just a sample. In 2023, USAID budget was $43 billion. That's only 0.7% of our overall budget. But you just heard how it's wasted, if not stolen. Now Secretary of State Rubio is taking control.
You're now the head of USAID. The head of DOGE, Elon Musk, called USAID a criminal organization and added that it is time for it to die. Do you agree with that?
They have basically evolved into an agency that believes that they're not even a U.S. government agency. That they are out, they are a global charity, that they take the taxpayer money and they spend it as a global charity, irrespective of whether it is in the national interest or not in the national interest. One of the most common complaints you will get if you go to embassies around the world from State Department officials and ambassadors and the like is USAID is not only not cooperative, they undermine the work that we're doing in that country. They are supporting programs that upset the host government for whom we're trying to work with on a broader scale and so forth. So they're completely unresponsive. They just don't consider that they work for the U.S. They just think they're a global entity and that their master is the globe and not the United States.
But their money comes from the U.S., from you. So they're doing all this supposedly they're doing humanitarian aid, but taking money to create Sesame programs, Sesame Street type programs, hand out condoms, things of this nature, which have nothing to do with humanitarian needs. At the same time, turning the countries against us and against Americans. Coming up, we want to look closer at the issue to shut down mutilating your children. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. One of the greatest pleasures in life is giving. Giving something special to someone just because. Vincent's Jewelers can help you, and you should know that Vincent's has helped raise almost $2 million for local charities. Vincent's Jewelers, St. Louis's premier, full-service, locally owned jewelry store. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day for new items. VincentsJewelers.com. My only jeweler, VincentsJewelers.com. I want you to know that Meguiar Moving and Storage is silver certified, which means Meguiar has a quality reputation helping older adults move local or long distance. And something else to know, Josh Meguiar, president of Meguiar Moving and Storage, is the only certified moving consultant in Missouri. Now, I'll tell you, once you met Josh, you're going to know your move will be easy. And I fully endorse Meguiar Moving and Storage. MeguiarMoving.com. I'm going to let you in on a special secret. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville is about to open a speakeasy. Now, the speakeasy will complete the ultimate experience of this 8-room boutique hotel and restaurant. A speakeasy. This is going to be fun, but you're going to need a passcode to get inside. So you need to check the Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook or .com daily. Get the code and updates on opening day. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping down the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Most importantly, I am here today as the mother of a proud trans man. I am here today as the aunt of a proud trans man. My best friend's kid is trans. And my kid's best friend is trans. My wife and I, our lives are filled with the most amazing, beautiful, brave trans people, young and old, but especially young.
Yeah, especially the young, because they're so easily misled. I'm going to give you some perfect examples in a moment. If you were listening yesterday, you heard that same soundbite. That was Cynthia Nixon speaking at a pro-trans children protest in New York City, gathered at a park outside NYU Langone. The New York City hospital canceled appointments for two children to receive puberty blockers because President Trump had issued his trans care executive order. Now, Cynthia Nixon, you might recall the name, some of you. She was one of the stars in Sex and the City. It was adult entertainment, not children's. But she's so proud that she was able to help her son or daughter. It's not clear to me which it was, who she was to begin with, but basically mutilate their bodies to become someone they felt they should be. So far. And many that have gone through the full transition surgery regret it. There is no going back. They're stuck on a lifelong list of meds they need to take. And while the noise you hear from the left is, if you don't let your child go trans and change their sex, then they'll commit suicide. Well, many of the trans end up doing that as well. But they don't want to report on that. Just like when they talk about gun deaths among children, they don't want to report about guns that were left in the open for a child to pick up. That's poor gun safety to begin with, but it had nothing to do with the gun. It's the ownership of the gun and what they did or did not do to secure the weapon and keep it from children. This President Trump executive order is also getting, in addition to the protests in the streets, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, rushing forward with legal action, threatening legal action against any hospital that refuses to comply with gender ideology, even if they are following federal law as now put in place by President Trump by his executive order blocking puberty blockers at any hospital that gets any federal dollars, and certainly transgender surgery, no federal dollars, and every hospital gets some. New York Attorney General says, well, we want to make sure they still get it, so the hospitals that are going to stop it, we will sue on behalf of you and your patient. The problem, too, that exists here, there are kids that have issues. We know that. And they need help. But reaching for puberty blockers or the surgical knife is not the first answer. It may not be any answer. And many of the kids will gradually grow out of it and change. It's puberty. My God, do you remember when you were going through it, everything, you know, oh, I got zits on my face. How do I kiss a girl? Girls putting on lipstick, kissing in the mirrors, like trying to see. I mean, this is puberty. Totally confusion. Filled with chaos. And it doesn't help if you've got adults, supposedly, pushing them. Well, you know, maybe you should wear a dress. Maybe you'd feel happier. And then have them questioning their own gender. And some of those that support this kind of nonsense, and we saw it again at the Grammy Awards, by the way. Some of those coming up to accept awards, they use it as a pulpit to preach about DEI and trans propaganda, all of that. Well, you know what happened? The Grammy Awards ratings dropped 9% this year. No surprise there. And I didn't bother watching. Maybe you did. There's some good entertainers. There's a clip of a kid. I didn't have time to get it ready for today. I'll try to do it tomorrow. His mother is asking him while they're driving somewhere, do you know who won the Country Music Award at the Grammys last night? And he says no, and she asks, well, guess. And this kid goes through a string of country artists, some I don't even know, and he just keeps coming up with names. And when he hears who won it, he really breaks down. Beyonce won the Country Music Award, and she's not even country. Well, the music, that particular album and that cut apparently fit the criteria, but it just blew this kid. All this that he considered country stars, and she wins, that upset him. Maybe that kid would be satisfied if he had transgender surgery. Would his life be back on track? By the way, speaking about awards and so forth, Amazon Prime has a new comedy called Clean Slate. Claims that America, the actor and star of it, a transgender, claims America is going backwards in so many ways. It's going to take more people rising up to fight Donald Trump's agenda, including the executive order protecting minors from sex change and surgeries. In fact, the way she is quoted, Laverne Cox, this is not the first time trans identity has been criminalized in this country. We found a way to survive, sometimes even thrive. Ultimately, we're going to fight this. We need a movement of working people rising up. The law signed by President Trump last week, the executive order, protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation, reads, it is the policy of the U.S. that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures. Signed, dated January 28th. And the leftists are going crazy. That's why you had Cynthia Nixon and the others gathering outside the hospital in New York, upset that they have shut down surgeries and puberty blockers, because they don't want to lose their federal dollars. And Trump is in position to yank them. But it's not the money. It's what happens to the kids. We're going to look back some future generation, hopefully some I'm talking to right now, will say that was the weirdest, wackiest, zoned out, idiot phase of American history. And we've had several. I wasn't part of the hippie movement, but that was during that time. I wasn't into a lot of that stuff, but at the same time, I appreciated some of the music. And then you have the other way these kids are being used and being taught in schools, and they just don't get it. If they're all about being trans or encouraging more gays to push children into pedophilia, there are a lot of gays and lesbians that don't want anything to do with pedophilia. They stay with adults, not children. They're not grooming children, and they speak out. In fact, there's a group titled Gays Against Groomers. They don't want that done. They don't want children subjected to that. Even they're smart enough to know that. But then you get some that are in the streets shouting anti-Semitic remarks, praising Hamas, the Palestinian terrorist organization. And I've got a piece here from the New York Post reporting evidence. Hamas tortured and executed terrorists within its ranks who allegedly had gay sex, according to documents they now have. And sources added that some male Israeli victims of the October 7 massacre were raped in captivity. The Iranian proxy terror group was running a list of recruits who were found to have failed Hamas's morality checks. And one of them was having same-sex relations. They killed them. And some of those people marching in the streets, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, you would be among the first they would kill. Trump going to the Super Bowl is causing a lot of noise. We'll get into that, and also the FBI. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. Here's great news. Napoli Kirkwood is now open. So that means fine dining right in the heart of Kirkwood. So you have the original Cafe Napoli in downtown Clayton, Napoli 2, Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, plus Napoli Brothers Pasta and Pizza in the Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, and now adding Napoli Kirkwood. What a great place to dine. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. If I offer you something you need or want at 25% off, how fast would you take it? Well, Renewal by Anderson is offering every window, every patio, or entry door at 25% off. See the quality at rbastl.com or call 314-310-8731. 25% off, limited time, rbastl.com. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. This morning we had our new Attorney General sworn in, Pam Bondi, sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And she stated, "I will restore integrity to the Justice Department, and I will fight violent crime throughout the country, throughout this world, and make America safe." The Senate confirmed her by a vote of 54 to 46. That's a pretty big margin, because some thought that there's no way that she would get through that easy. One of those who stepped forward from the other side, John Fetterman, stepping forward. Bondi was Florida's first female attorney general, prosecutor for nearly 20 years. She'd been a Trump supporter from the beginning of her political career. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to do it and make it happen. She will be going into the DOJ, previously run by mealy-mouthed Merrick Garland, and shaking things up and finding out, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Who are you going after? What's your purpose here? If you can't answer the question, you're probably going to be out the door. And the same thing is happening over at the FBI, and Kash Patel is not even there yet. And some Federal Bureau of Investigation agents now suing the Department of Justice to block them from compiling a list of agents who worked on the anti-Trump cases that went nowhere. Again, these are agents that were assigned to work on find something on Trump. Here's your man, find a crime. FBI agents were assigned to do that. Trump White House, of course, in the process of cleaning the FBI and DOJ of all of that. But some of these agents filing this legal action remain anonymous. They want to be covering themselves because they know that they might be revealed as, again, not anti-Trump, but anti-America. Because that's what they're doing and we're doing. They hope to keep their names from being disclosed. Reportedly, their blocks or their suits might slow it down, but they're going to be unveiled. And it's not a witch hunt. It's a matter of finding out who really is doing the job they're supposed to be doing and persecuting another American for their political views is not the duty of the FBI. There is something called, what is it, First Amendment. By the way, I have a story here, and I don't have it right in front of me, but speaking of the First Amendment, George Soros, well, here it is. Boy, it just pops up. Just like any rat would suddenly pop up. The FCC launching an investigation into radio stations backed by George Soros. Remember, he pushed through, got fast track to buy 200 radio stations in 40 markets, including KMOX in St. Louis and 97.1, not with the intent of them staying, quote, conservative, KMOX conservative only when it ran Rush Limbaugh for 20-plus years. But to use them as a leftist voice. Well, according to one report out, one of the stations, KCBS, that would be owned by CBS, I guess, still in San Francisco, or maybe it was part of the Odyssey. Odyssey bought up a lot of those. I need to correct that. CBS sold all of their radio stations a decade or more ago, taken over by one group, and then a group, another one came in and now renamed Odyssey. And they bankrupt the whole thing, so they were selling shares to get out of bankruptcy. Pennies on the share. That's why Soros bought up so many. But this one station in San Francisco is under scrutiny now because it's been broadcasting live locations of undercover ICE vehicles and agents trying to conduct deportation areas in the area of San Jose. So the FCC is now investigating. Are you basically trying to interfere with a federal operation and federal agents? They were apparently broadcasting the specific make, color, and model of several unmarked vehicles used in the operation. Well, I'm sure on one hand, the station ratings went up, especially among the illegals. Find out, where are the ICE agents? How do I stay away from them? The FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, said it could also put agents and civilians at risk, which it would, in addition to violating the public interest. He said, we will hold broadcasters accountable. This would be like in wartime, you get word of where U.S. troops are going to advance on the enemy and you broadcast it. And the enemy picks it up. Treasonous. By the way, on this, these agents that are suing the FBI, trying to protect their lives and livelihood, they've been offered a buyout. And John Ratcliffe of the CIA is offering CIA employees a buyout. Those of you who don't want to come into work at the office anymore, we will buy you out. We'll pay you for 8 months, and then we're done. Sign this document. Therefore, they don't have to go through all the civil service battles and everything else. How's that coming along? Well, I'm glad you asked, Larry. I'm glad you asked. At last check, 24,000 federal employees have accepted the buyout option to resign by Feb 6. Oh, that'd be tomorrow. With extended pay benefits, or return to work in person with new performance standards, which means you've got to be doing work and legitimate work and not trying to paralyze our agencies, our government, or our citizens. The Office of Personnel Management sent this memo out to federal employees last month. 2 million federal employees were given that statement, but it had to be, and they had to make the decision before tomorrow. Now, I don't know if there's a noon mark on it or at midnight tonight, it becomes tomorrow. 24,000 accepting it. The White House target was hopefully 5 to 10% of that 2 million. This amounts to maybe 1%. It is a significant number, but it is substantially less than 5 or even 10%. But, as I like to say, so far, it's still early in the day. You still got time before midnight to get your resignation in and say, hey, I accept that deal. And again, I don't know if it ends at the beginning of Feb 6 tomorrow, or if it starts at noon. But I imagine there are a lot of them trying to decide, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We know we've been in the wrong, and I don't want to go back to my office anymore. And especially now that I know how people are going to be watching over me to making sure what I'm doing or not doing. And especially if what they were doing was undermining our government and U.S. citizens. Well, leftists are losing it in every direction. And they're losing it in particular because Musk has been brought in to help find and cut waste in federal agencies. Example, let's begin with Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Now, no one elected Elon Musk to nothing.
That's right.
Not one Democrat in America voted for Elon Musk.
Not one.
Not one Republican in America voted for Elon Musk.
Yep.
Not one independent in America voted for Elon Musk. Not one libertarian in America voted for Elon Musk. Damn, not one vegetarian in America voted for Elon Musk. And yet, Elon Musk is seizing the power that belongs to the American people. We are here to fight back.
May I remind you, the leftists seized the power from the American people, from their own party, when suddenly a woman who could not get one delegate vote in a primary, made vice president, suddenly is the one leading the Democrat Party because Joe Biden shoved aside, pushed aside, volunteered to step aside, didn't know that he was stepping aside, however you want to word it. That's seizing power. That's a government overthrow without guns. So Elizabeth Warren doesn't like the fact that Musk is in there. And yeah, she's right. No one voted for Musk. But no one voted for Harris to lead the Democrat ticket. And a lot of them didn't vote for her when she was on the ticket. Nor did, I don't recall any American voting for John Kerry to be the energy czar during the Biden administration. And then you get Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett off the rails.
But let me tell y'all something. I know some of y'all have been frustrated, and you've been saying, "Where are the Democrats? Where are our leaders?" Well, I'm here to tell you that we ain't never left y'all. All right? We are here. We are also going to make sure that they uphold the law. We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution, or you look at the laws that have been passed into law and say, never mind, we'll just ignore that. Instead, we are going to be in your face, we are going to be on your asses, and we are going to make sure, you understand what democracy looks like. This ain't it.
And you're
so
not it.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Trump. You're going to learn a few lessons from us. And I'm going to be the first one. You and your little friend off of Twitter. Y'all about to find out, all right?
On one hand, it's laughable. On the other hand, does that border on insurrection and advocating violence in the streets? Hakeem Jeffries, the leader, previous leader of the House for the Senate, I mean for the Democrats, the other day was saying, we will fight in the streets. No one's calling these people out for inciting. You have one Republican, one conservative, one libertarian make remarks like that, and they would immediately be calling, they need to be hauled off to jail. Here's something else on the horizon. We'll have to look at this in more detail at a future program. Word out today that Google decided to update its ethical guidelines for AI, artificial intelligence, removing previous commitments not to apply AI technology to weapons or surveillance. The Washington Post reporting this, saying it's a significant stance because in its section outlining four applications we will not pursue. The list included weapons, surveillance, technologies likely to cause overall harm, violate laws, human rights principles. Now Google says, we're not going to bother about that anymore. We're going to need to watch that one very closely. And while we do it in this nation, Google elsewhere around the world might still use its AI application for weapons and everything else, even though we try to prevent them from doing it here. Think of what that could be for the future and fear it. One thing coming up, a lot of folks are anxious to see one way or the other, and some could care less. But Donald Trump's going to go, and it is again angering many. Why is he going? We don't want him there. You watch the reception he gets. Well, we're talking about the Super Bowl. Yes, I can use a term. I'm using it in a news story, not an ad. But Trump is going to go to the Super Bowl. It's in New Orleans. They are having a drop in ticket prices. We have the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, playing against the Eagles. Some say, well, if it had been the Chiefs against the Commanders or Detroit Lions, we might have had Quinn's over there. Yeah, the Commander. They didn't make it, Quentin. But it's not just that. It's the whole city. For one thing, it looks like they're not selling as many tickets because they hold 74,000 seats at the Caesars Superdome compared to being in Vegas when they only had 69. The other is the issue with the terrorist activity recently in New Orleans. Some folks may decide, you know what? Just too big of a target, and especially if Trump's going to be there. We'll keep you posted. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.